This is the March 8th, 2022 meeting of the Pacifica National Board's Finance Committee. We believe we have a quorum, so I'm going to ask the secretary if he will take the roll.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Nick Arena?
Here.
Chris Corey?
Here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Here.
Julie Hewitt?
Here.
Kim Kaufman?
Here.
Julia Kennard?
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden?
Here.
Sean Kelly McPherson?
I'm here.
James Sagerton?
Here.
Susan Young?
She should be here in a minute.
Okay. All right, you have 10.
Very good. Okay. Let's see. Okay, next is adopt the agenda. I'm going to read the agenda. Number one is convene the meeting, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Number two, roll call. Number three, adopt agenda. Number four, chair's announcements, 2 minutes. Number five, introduction of new and returning members, 12 minutes. Number six, minutes approval. Number seven, nominations for chair and secretary, 5 minutes. Number eight, review the WBAI fiscal year 22 budget. WBAI GM Bertold Raymer's presenting, 70 minutes. Number nine, budget timelines and schedule for NFC review of budgets for fiscal year 22. Texas budget, 5 minutes. Number 10, adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd like to move that we adopt this agenda. Is there any discussion?
R. Paul?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
I don't think we can legally pass the budget for the state of Texas, so why don't we change number 9 to the KPFT budget?
I like that.
I don't know. You couldn't do a worse job than the yahoos we got.
All right, R. Paul, let's make that correction. While we are at corrections, by the way, we'll get to this later. I have to correct the number in the announcements. I'll do it when we get there. Okay, any other discussion on the agenda? Additions,
yes.
Subtractions?
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, two meetings ago, there was a motion that was postponed to this meeting.
Yes. Do you want to say which one? If it's the one I'm thinking of, it's not ready, so we're going to kick it down the road.
Well, we have to do something with it because it was postponed to this meeting. It should have been on the agenda, and we can postpone it again.
This is bad.
I mean, it's up to the body. It's up to the body to decide what to do.
Yes, good point. I take your point. I hear Beth trying to say something.
Thank you. Yes, so I moved to postpone. I'm still receiving input from people and incorporating that into the motion. And so I would move to postpone.
Point of order?
Well, I think Kim's point was that it's not on the agenda and it should be. Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, that was it. We have to put it on the agenda in order to postpone it again.
Okay. To make this easier for R. Paul.
Well,
go ahead, R. Paul.
Since we all know it's there, could we just, informally, I guess, agree that we'll take it up when it's ready?
I'm okay with that, but Kim seems to be making a more formal statement. What do you think of that, Kim?
Well, I'm surprised at our Paul. I mean, I don't think it follows Roberts, but, nobody's going to die.
Here's an alternative suggestion. How about if we put it at number 10, make adjourn number 11 instead of number 10, and when and if we get to it, we'll deal with it.
Okay. Except for I only see 9 on the agenda, so this would be putting it at 9, and then
go to the previous agenda that was sent at 7:35. I had to add the minutes.
Sorry.
I took the minutes out.
Okay. All right. Fine. Then I'll get the. Oh. Okay. This is the new one, and there are changes. Okay. Okay. You know. Whatever suits the body,
All right, let me just clarify. I'm working from the agenda that was sent out at 7:35.
I'm on that now.
Okay, fine. Good.
I'm just saying, I'll defer to our Paul. He is more of a Roberts, thumper than I am, and whatever the will of the body is fine with me.
Okay,
our
Paul.
Yeah, here's since we need to do this, I guess. I move to amend the agenda to add standard transaction limits after budget after budget timelines and schedule for NFC review of budgets of FY22 KPFT budget for 5 minutes, and if we get to it or not, who knows what.
Good, and then number 10 will become number 11, right?
Right.
Current number 10?
If we pass it.
Right. Okay, and I just want to announce again so everybody's clear. We're working on the draft budget that was sent out at 7:35 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is Beth. I don't seem to have it.
Beth, as soon as I get a chance.
I'll send it. I'm looking right at it.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks.
Who else needs it? Anybody else need it? Well, okay.
Shouldn't be.
Could you please address it to the natural person address? Because that will be okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, so we have an amendment. Is there any further discussion? We're going to vote on R. Paul's amendment to the agenda then. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider that done. And now we go to the main motion, if there's no other amending or discussion. I'll ask if there's any objection to the main motion for the agenda. Hearing none, we'll consider that adopted. And now we will go to the chair's announcements. Okay. On January 10th, 2022, Pacifica received a notification from the Small Business Administration that our Economic Injury Disaster Loan, or EIDL, application had been modified from $500,000 to $2 million. On Friday, February 25th, 2022, the remaining, and this is where the correction is, R. Paul, I say $15 million, the remaining $1,500,000 balance of the $2 million EIDL loan was deposited in Pacifica's accounts. And tonight, we will review the WBAI FY22 draft budget. Intensive work is ongoing to produce appropriate revised draft budgets for our remaining 5 budgeted units. The executive director, the CFO, and the NFC chair are working together to produce realistic budgets. The CFO is working very hard with everyone involved and is working on the fiscal year 21 audit and keeping the financials updated. These efforts are happening every day. Last week at our March 1st, 2022 meeting, we were joined by 2 new members, Susan Young from KPFT and James McFadden from KPFA, and several returning members as a result of the PNB committee election results that were announced that day. Because that meeting was a special meeting restricted to items concerning budgets only, we postponed introducing the new and returning members to each other and the public until tonight. The annual reorganization of the membership of the committee is now complete. We will take nominations for chair and secretary tonight. There are no other new announcements. There are the announcements, which takes us to number 5 on the agenda, which is the introduction of new and returning members. We have 12 minutes for this, assuming everyone would speak, but we'll see how that goes. Shall I just go around the stations from, I usually go around from northwest to east and just ask people to speak, only if you wish. This is purely voluntary. Chris, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. I think most people are familiar with me at this time, but I've been serving on this committee since 2018. And I chaired the committee from 2019 to 2020. I was director for 4 of those years, and I was treasurer for my first year, and I'm treasurer currently of KPFA. My background is in business and music, and I think I'm probably better than most people in the organization at reading spreadsheets. So it's something that I can lend to the organization as well as balancing budgets. So, that's kind of the extent of my service and background. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Well done. Do we have? This raises a question. Who's the other representative from KPFA now?
That's James McFadden.
Oh, James McFadden. I'm so sorry. Thank you, James. You're one of our new members. Pardon my faux pas there. Go ahead, if you wish.
Sure. For those who don't know me, I'm a physicist at UC Berkeley. I'm partly retired. I still maintain one of my experiments, and I've been on the LSB for a little over 3 years now. I was on the audit committee for most of that time, and I'm fairly adept at reading spreadsheets. We had to do lots of budgets over the years I was working at the laboratory. That's it.
James, we like to say it's not rocket science, but in your case, it could be, right?
It could be. That's what I did as a grad student till I, until now.
I understand you have something orbiting Mars, which I'm very curious about.
Yeah, I have a mass spectrometer on the MAVEN spacecraft.
Very cool. Okay, let's go down to KPFK now. Beth?
Thank you. Yes, I was elected to the local station board at KPFK a little more than two years ago. It's my first term. I was elected to the PNB last year. That was my first term at the national level. And from there, I was elected to the National Finance Committee. So I'm beginning my second year on this committee. my other Pacifica responsibilities include chairing the Development Task Force at the national level and Strategic Planning Committee and the Emergency Management Work Group, Tech Task Force, as well as local commitments. I'm a lifelong community organizer. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Kim, I should note, Beth is the PMB representative from KPFK. Kim is the treasurer.
Yes, I was going to say that. I was the treasurer. I was on the LSB from 2009 to 2015, and I was the treasurer for a couple of years then. And I'm the treasurer again. While I was on the LSB, I was also on the PNB. I was on the audit committee and many other committees during my time. I've done a lot. And, I have been reading KPFK's and Pacifica's spreadsheets, as well as other supplementary material for, you know, the last 12 years. And I have a pretty good record of tracking the finances at KPFK in particular. So that's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Kim. Let's move over to KPFT now. Susan Young on the call?
Yeah, Susan Young.
Hi, Susan.
I'm a disaster about phones. Yeah, a couple things about me. It's a pleasure to be back on the KPFT LSB. I was on the first LSB when the new bylaws were put in place. I served as vice chair the first year. Chair for 3 years, was on the PNB representing KPFT once. I have a various background. I worked in Illinois state government for a number of years, including as the director of public transit. I worked for 10 years in public finance in Houston, including serving as financial advisor to the city of Houston. I have spent the last 25 years or so working primarily with nonprofit organizations. I have been the CEO, executive director, board chair for many, and right now the South Main Alliance, which is an area advocacy organization, the Main Street Coalition, Sister Cities of Houston, Sisters United, John Ferry Garden, blah, blah, blah. I'm very pleased to be back on the KPFT LSB. One of the reasons why I continued to live in Houston when I moved here from every place else, that is Boston, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, was because of KPFT. It's a remarkable city, and KPFT is one of the things that makes it remarkable. So it's a pleasure to serve on the Finance Committee.
Thank you, Susan. Now let's go to Sean Kelly McPherson. I should point out, Susan, I don't know if you said this, you are the PNB representative on the NFC, and Sean Kelly McPherson is the treasurer.
Thanks.
I am Sean Kelly McPherson. My friends call me Mac. Other than to say it shouldn't require a rocket surgery to save money and raise more money, I will yield my time.
Thank you, Mac. Let's go over then to WPFW. Julie, are you on the call? Julie Hewitt, the PNB representative? Go ahead.
Yeah. Julie Hewitt, I've been on the PFW LSB for 5 years. I don't know that I joined the PFW Finance Committee immediately, but I've been on it for at least, you know, 3 or 4 years now. This is my second year on the PNB and also being the PFW director on the NFC. My background is in economics, you know, spreadsheets is what I do for a living, sort of, kind of. So understanding at a high level, big picture, financial numbers and, you know, other kind of analysis. So that's good enough for me.
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate it. And I don't believe Nick is here. Is Nick here?
Yeah, I'm
here.
Oh,
sorry, Nick. Go ahead.
No problem. Nick Arena. I'm the treasurer of the WPFW LSB. I have been so since 2016, and I have a background in commercial banking and not-for-profit management.
I didn't know all of this about all these talented people. I'm learning something myself here. Are you done, Nick?
Yeah, I'm done.
Thank you. I thought you were. Let's go over to WBAI now. R. Paul?
Hi, I'm R. Paul Martin. I'm the treasurer of the WBAI local station board, and I've been the treasurer of the WBAI local station board and therefore on this committee since April of 2008.
And with the exception of a three-week period when some underhanded people did some underhanded things. And so I've been on here for that time. I've been on the WBAI LSB starting when it started in February of 2004 with the usual breaks after every 6 years. And so I'm here now, and I've been doing this, and I've worked with other nonprofits in the past, and I've done other things. That's enough for me.
Very good. All right.
And let me say,
yes,
I'm going to summarize all this stuff in a couple of sentences for everybody. I'm not going to put in the minutes everything everybody says. Just want to let you know.
Of course. Of course. Well, we'll have the recording if we need it. Thank you, R. Paul. And thank you for being our secretary and doing the minutes and all the other things that you do as secretary. Very time-consuming and sometimes tedious, I'm sure. Okay, that leaves me. I am the chair. I've been on the committee since 2019. I've been chair since 2020. I am a WBAI listener director. I'm in my sixth year on the LSB, so I'll be terming out at the end of this year. And my goal is to get lots of budgets done and try to help our finances in the meantime. So I think that is enough to conclude our introductions. And let me go back to the agenda and reset the clock. And we'll go now to minutes approval. Paul, I understand we have some minutes.
Yes, we have. I move to... trying to use one finger and one hand to do all this. Okay, I move to approve the minutes of the February 22nd, 2022 NFC meeting.
Is there any discussion? Understanding that these can be corrected at any time in the future, is there any objection?
This is McFadden. Since I wasn't at the meeting, I just can abstain.
I think that's a good move. Thank you for that. Any other objections? I don't think we need to take a vote, do we, R. Paul? With just one abstention?
Ask if there's any objection.
I have, and I didn't get an answer.
All right, no objection. Then you can announce it's passed.
Okay, so those minutes are approved, and R. Paul...
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes of the March 1st, 2022 NFC meeting.
Any discussion? Is there any objection? Again, with the caveat that they can be altered at any time in the future, or corrected, I should say. We'll consider them approved. Thank you, R. Paul. Now we'll go to number 7, which is nominations for chair and secretary. Go ahead.
I was trying to get in between you. there was a draft budget for the WBA that was supposed to be sent out, and I didn't get it. But I got your thank you. So I think maybe I'm not on the NFC email list yet.
Okay, who's this?
This is James McFadden.
You are on the list. Let me go right into it here. And I'm looking at you, and I'll go back into members and help it. And you are on it. You are on it as of March 2nd.
And so I didn't get. I see an email where
it was from me. It was from Julia, not James.
Yeah, I see an email from James where he says thank you, and they're attached. But I didn't get any email with an attachment.
I'll resend it and we'll see if it pops up.
Okay, thank you.
May I ask to receive it also? This is Beth.
Yeah, Beth, I wonder why you're not getting stuff.
I have one box that gets full, that's kind of the public box, but there's the second box, it's not a problem usually, but both seem, I think there's a problem with receiving emails at all in this area right now, for whatever reason. But I did get, it took a while, but Kim's agenda did show up finally. So if you could try one more time and address it to the natural person address. Thank you.
Okay. Is that all for any other discussion on that? Hearing none, we'll go on to number seven. Item number seven is nominations for chair and secretary.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, which one are we doing first? Because I'm going to nominate our Paul for secretary, and I'll nominate you for chair.
Okay, why don't we do the secretary first? So you're going to nominate our Paul?
Yeah.
Our Paul, do you accept?
I accept.
Are there any other nominations for secretary? Hearing none, I have a question, which I should have brought up first. Should we consider this an election by acclamation with only one nomination, or should we leave it open for a couple of weeks to see if anybody else wants to be nominated or gets nominated?
I move for election by acclamation. Susan.
Okay. Is there a second? Well, we don't have a second. No, you don't. We don't need seconds in the committee. Is there any discussion of that?
What a spectacular idea.
Pardon me?
Truly, what a spectacular idea that we move forward.
I think that's, yes, especially with our Paul as our secretary. Okay, is there any objection then to our Paul's election by acclaim as secretary of the NFC? Hearing none, we'll consider that accomplished. And now let's go to nominations for chair. Do I hear any nominations for chair?
I nominate you for chair, Susan.
Oh, thank you, Susan. I will accept. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none.
I move for election by acclaim. This is Susan.
Thank you, Susan. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider that done. Thank you, everyone. That was quick and efficient, and I appreciate the vote of confidence. R. Paul, do you want to say anything?
No, thanks. It's all right. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I will say something. I thank our Paul for, once again, for all the work he puts into this. I've been on his local finance committee off and on for 7 or 8 years, and he's the only one keeping it alive at some times. I appreciate all the work.
James.
Okay. What was that?
It's Julia.
Go ahead, Julia.
I just wanted to say I agree about our poll and the minutes. I needed something for the audit today, and I did not have to wait at all. And it was a lot of information, and he had it at his fingertips. And I just greatly appreciate that, our poll. I know it's not a fun job.
Thank you.
Okay. Excuse me. So let's go on to number eight then. This is the main event for the evening. This is a review of the WBI fiscal year 22 budget. WBI General Manager Bertolt Raymer is presenting. This item is for 70 minutes. Doesn't have to take that long. We'll see how it goes. By way of introduction, I want to say that there were some questions about the numbers at the last meeting. And we wanted to improve the presentation of the numbers. We had a different set of numbers, one from Julie that didn't match the ones from Bertold. We have sorted that out. Bertold, do you want to go ahead and make your presentation? You've really already done it once, but maybe just reintroduce the budget. Bertold, are you with us?
Yeah, I had to go and get rid of my mute. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes.
All right. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah,
I guess that is on mute.
I believe if I can hear you, everyone else can, Bertold. There's a little bit of background noise. I don't know if you can go to another room. I know your family is there. And
yeah. Well, he's doing
like my wife said, and I'm surprised you haven't called James yet.
Tell her this is it.
To argue about something.
Bertold, just 1 minute. I heard Julia trying to say something. Go ahead, Julia.
I just wanted to make sure that people saw the comment that was in the email about what the difference is between this version and last version. Because I don't think we probably don't need to go through the whole shebang, but maybe start with what the updates were, and then see if people have remaining questions.
Bertold, would you like to have Julia do that, or would you want to do that?
I was going to suggest that Julia read the comment and introduce his.
Yeah.
Well, so much for me being nice and saying, hold on, I apologize. I need to get it back up in front of me. My system went down and...
You want me to read it? I'm looking right at it.
I've got it. So to begin with, I think we all know that, this WBAI has struggled with being in a deficit, at least for the past couple of years. I'm not sure prior to my being around. But we've worked diligently with Bertold to try to shave some of this deficit down. And at this point, we're at about $132,000, almost $133,000 deficit. A couple of the things that were brought up last time, which were very valid points, but also occur when we end up reviewing a budget, already partially through the year, is that the actuals for the first part of this fiscal year were lower than what were in the budget. So Bertold went in and made some adjustments for that so we could actually have a visual on that for people. And then other item that was discussed briefly was the fulfillment rate. And that Bertold had been using a very conservative fulfillment rate versus his typical fulfillment rate. And so the previous version had 79% as the fulfillment rate, whereas he typically is averaging around 84%. Of course, I don't blame him for wanting to be a little conservative with that. It's usually around 88% is what he runs. He had used 79%, but we kind of met in the middle and decided on 84%. This past fund drive is hitting right where he was predicting 88%. But again, it's all a function of how much you think you're going to raise. So that's pretty much in a nutshell the changes. We made some small cuts to, I think, legal fees, and hopefully we won't have as much as he had in there. Again, that's something you don't know. But in the end, there's still some work to be done with this, not with the budget. I think at this point we really need to move on and focus on what are we doing differently in the day-to-day activities
to generate revenue. it's going to have to be a day-to-day priority type thing of activities that drive listenership and therefore drive funding through good programming and programmers who are comfortable with asking for support. So I'm going to leave it at that and let y'all ask some questions, and then we'll see. Take it from there.
Julie, before you stop, I want to ask you if you would say something about the consultants, without mentioning any names or positions, but the reduction in the consultants.
Consultants was reduced. That was definitely a significant number. I think it was originally 200,000. Hold on, I'm looking for the row. It, last year it was 230,000, and it's 180,000 this year. Bertold, correct me if I'm wrong. I think that what he did was he went into at least one of the programs and cut it. Bertold, can you remind me? You don't have to say which one it was, but there was something. I think it was maybe you're trying to look for some other funding or sponsorship for it.
Yes. So there are two things. First of all, we cut one consultant. We did our best to cut the thing that's going to affect us the least. In other words, the least return on investment. But that's going to hurt us a little bit in listenership, because we did increase listenership from 40 to 80 to 200, 300 for that trip. But we're going to have to figure out what to do with that. In the meantime, I'm working with the consultant to see if we can actually increase, get him some grants. I'm working with him and Arthur Schwartz, working on some stuff. He has to incorporate certain things so that he can maybe get some grants to pay himself to continue doing the job. Otherwise, he's going to have to do it for free, which does not make sense at all. Or he's going to have to leave and maybe do one day. The other thing that we wanted to cut that is not in the budget yet is that last year's overtime for our board app was $30,000. And it's not in the budget yet, but I think that that's something I should cut 15,000, half of it at least. I mean, there's always some emergencies. But the problem is that union contract and stuff like that, even if someone does not work the full.
Hello. Bertold? Bertold? We can't hear you. Fred?
He's still on the board, but I can't hear him either.
Hmm.
This happened the last meeting, too.
It did. Almost in identical timing, I might add.
I will say I do think he has a bad signal at his home.
I've never experienced him having a bad signal there.
Well, he's told me that, but maybe he just didn't want to talk to me.
I think he's using a computer to connect up with our conference.
Yeah, that did not work well for me.
Well, what can we do to carry on here while we wait to see if he can come back?
I couldn't tell. Was he finished with the comment about the overtime? I think it's the point is he feels like that's an area that he can cut. I'm not sure that it's going to be as dramatic as he thinks, given the rules of are required with the union and making sure that we stay in compliance with that. I think some of it can be curbed by having some, a little more supervision of that.
in conversation with those people regarding how they're logging their time.
I was disconnected. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're back. Okay. We were talking about the overtime, Bertil.
Yes. So I mentioned, so you didn't hear me at all talk about the overtime, or you heard some of it?
We heard the beginning.
Okay. So, you know, I'm going to have to get, you know, I'm going to have to approve the overtime. It's not on the budget because I'm probably going to have a conversation with the union, talking to the union right now. I'm going to have to talk to the union, Arthur Schwartz, and to talk about how that's going to work. And so,
could I interject a question? When I first saw that overtime number, I thought it was very high, and I thought myself that it could be an area ripe for some savings. But it turns out that any time any one of our board ops, due to the SAG-AFTRA contract, any time any one of them works any hour that they weren't scheduled for, they automatically get time and a half. So yeah. If someone comes in late, or and because we only have enough board ops to cover, to barely cover ourselves, if someone needs to go to the dentist or has a sick day, then we have to pay overtime for the person that fills in. So that's just a little background on it. Well, I want to ask you later if there's some way we could possibly hire another part-time person and end up saving money on that, but that's for later. You go ahead.
Well, I can address that. That's not totally accurate what you said.
Okay.
Our board apps are so busy that most of the paid board apps who are in the union do not actually even accept overtime. When we offer them overtime, I have to beg them to cover other shifts. So we have two consultants that actually are available that I call to cover the shift of the board apps when they're on vacation. The overtimes are mostly someone staying an extra 30 minutes or an hour, and I think that can be cut by half. The overtimes do not really come from board app covering other board apps that are on vacation or sick. It really comes from extra time done here and there by board apps. So that's why, you know, it's important that we're talking to the union, we're going to have a meeting, and then we're going to establish how we're going to manage that, because everybody has to do sacrifice, and then this is something that's $30,000. That's a lot. That's, we can, you know, I don't expect to cut the whole $30,000, but at least half of it would help. Would make things a little more difficult to manage because, you know, we are short-staffed all the time. But I'm going to see that it's possible to reduce this by half. So with all that said, and based on what Julia mentioned, our budget is showing $132,000 deficit. And I could not wait to come to this meeting and talk to Kim Kaufman today. I'm ready for Kim. So just to go back to the budget, we are projecting that our listener support is going to start being $3,500 per day as of May. So we're giving ourselves another 2 months. You know, we know we have increased listenership substantially on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. right after Amy Goodman. We have a show that has 5,400 people listening. We used to have like 300. Amy was the highest listening to show at 2,500, 2,800. Amy is down now to 2,000, and then all those shows, the 7 a.m. shows, are actually higher than Amy, Democracy Now!, and so are the 9 a.m. shows after Amy. So there's a lot of hope. It seems like we have, whatever we did, we gambled on is working. I was told that you increase the listenership and the money will eventually come. I mean, I hope the money comes immediately, but for now, so that our projection is as of May 2022, we'll be able to raise 2,500 per day of listener support. And I was thinking that we should go one by one on these items, because before we invite us for all those, is there any questions about this? From April 1st, 2021 to February 28th, 2022, we were raising about $94,000 per month, which is $6,000 short of $100,000 per month goal. So we are close to the goal, and I think we can attain the 2,500 a month.
First hold.
That's per day, right?
Are we doing a stack, or what are we doing?
Yeah, that's I heard our Paul ask a question. I'll say, yeah, that is per day. Yeah, Julie, let's take a stack. Do you want to be on the stack?
Yes, please.
Our Paul. For
anyone else? Our Paul?
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Kim. Chris Corey.
Kim, Chris, all the usual suspects. Anybody else? All right, let's start there. Go ahead, Julia.
Berthold, I should know this, but how many days are you saying the 3,200 or whatever it was per day, how many days are you counting for that? Remind me. Since you're not really doing your standard fund drive type.
So basically it's, I'm calculating 3,250 times 31 days. So that's about 100,750. If you do 3,250 times 30 days, it's about 97,500. So you have half of 31 days a week, a month, and half of 30 days a month. So it averages, you know, so basically saying that per month, I'm looking at each month and looking at how much money you raise per month. 3,250 per day gets you close to 100,000 per month. And, and that is not including, certain initiatives. Like we have something that we just did that's called the Tower Rent, and we raised over $80,000 for that. So that jacked up our numbers. I mean, we obviously cannot do a special, we need this immediately or to survive. But every 3-4 months, we can do something. Like right now, we're pushing the BI Buddy. We're increasing the sustain listenership. We'd like to have 100 people become Buddy at an average of $15 per month. So that's part of our projection. But I don't want to get there yet. We'll just stay here for now. I think it was all Paul next. Was on track.
Well, I want to see if Julia was done. Are you done, Julia?
Yeah.
Okay, our Paul?
Okay. Yes. Okay. So I'm looking at this, and the idea of the idea that the people who fill in for vacations and stuff are not union people. So SAG-AFTRA is allowing that, right?
Yes, that's a conversation that's been going on for.
SAG-AFTRA is such a crappy union.
Yeah, for 8 years. Well, the problem was actually, first of all, because of the shortage. The union members are always asked for overtime. And then actually, right now, I'm actually begging them to cover for others. And they don't have, it doesn't have the time off for, because as you can understand, we have a shift from 5 to noon, noon to 7, and 7 to midnight. So the guy from midnight cannot really, cover anything. The 7, noon to 7 can cover the 7 to midnight sometimes, stay another extra hour, and then the 5 a.m. to noon. So they have a busy schedule as it is, and so they are not really willing to cover the shift.
Okay, my question is, and so therefore SAG-AFTRA is agreeing to this, and they are,
it was
right?
Established that. Established that once the union people are not available, we could get somebody to cover that shift.
Okay. Oh boy, what a union! Yes. Can we talk about? Can we ask other questions here, or are we just restricted to what's been talked about right here so far?
Paul, you can ask other questions, but I'm going to ask everyone to ask one question and then wait.
Okay, that was
answer.
My one question for now. No. I'll come in later.
No. Okay, well, all right, if you want to come back later, that's good, too. But what I really meant to say was I just want people to ask one question at a time so it can be asked and answered in the same time frame. So, okay, our Paul will come back. Kim.
I thought somebody was before me. Well,
I have
okay.
Chris after you.
Okay. Well, for the first 4 months, which is a third of a year, there was $440,000 in revenue. Multiply that times 3 for the rest of the year, you get 1.320. And unless I have my numbers mixed up, that is anticipating $240,000 more than what's in the budget and $138,000 more than was in FY21. So I'm just saying, I think that the deficit is conservative at best. And I just want, my question is, I mean, the way I have calculated fulfillment, not me, but our station, KPFK, has calculated fulfillment as, like, it used to be 18 months was when you really had the fulfillment rate. You know, you get a big chunk the first month, you get a lesser chunk the second, the third, and it dribbles down. And the way our, you know, membership person would, you know, calculate it was out for 18 months. It may be shorter now because people are paying more by credit card and not so much, you know, letters. But I don't see how you can, what the fulfillment rate is when you're calculating it the month after a fund drive. That's just one. Well, that's my question.
Okay. So you have two questions. So I'll answer the second one first. It's very easy. That's why we move into Allegiance. If you go into Allegiance and you do campaign, you look 2021 total, and you click on fulfillment rate, it gives you immediately. If you do the same thing for 2022, as of right now, the Bolivia is 87.6%. That is because that is a tribute to WBI management, not me, a lot of other people that pushed me to digitize. And a lot of that has to do with everything that we do and collect goes straight into the bank. Any pledge that's called to the call center for a credit card is either approved or denied. Somebody calls in, this is my credit card, the credit card is plugged in, and then the money is taken. If it's wrong, right then and there, the call center tells you, excuse me, this does not work. Can you have another credit card or is the number wrong? Besides that, check by mail, people tell you, send me a bill and I'll send you a check. That has been decreasing considerably because people go online, and online they basically just pledge to credit card, a debit card, and then the call center is also debit card. It's very little that comes in to checks. So, Kim, the 87% is, as of right now, as of today, from all 2021, January, February, March 2021, is 87% and change. So,
okay.
The second part of your question. Yeah, okay. So the second part of your question is has to do with a lot of the items on the revenue. Corporate match. I don't know if I would. I'll defer to Julia to share that with you. But we just received an email from W Donation that gave us the entire bunch of people who donated and their corporation matched their donation, and it was about, I forgot, Julia, it was like $2,000 for February. $2,500, something like that for February. In other words, the companies just like Johnson & Johnson mostly gave us $2,500 to match the donation of the listeners. one of them doubles it. Like, in other words, the person gives $200 and then the company gives us $400. So that's something that looks promising, because every time those people go back and donate, this process will happen just about automatically.
Did you have anything further on that, Kim?
Sorry, I had already muted myself. I'll let others speak before I say any more. Excuse me. Thanks. I'm choking on my coffee.
Don't choke. We need you. Don't choke. Thank you, Kim. I'm going to put myself on the stack after Chris. I'm going to go to Chris now, though.
Okay, thanks.
Chris?
Yes. So I had some specific questions. I think, incidentally, I looked over the expense side, and I think that part looks okay as far as I can tell. I don't have any questions there. The on the revenue side, so October through January, you're not showing any line items for Corporate Match, BAI Buddy, Crafts Fair, car donations, or grants. And I appreciate the fact that those lines are blank if they are indeed zero revenue, but I can't believe that you're planning on going from zero to 20,000 in terms of BAI buddies, for as an example. So from that, I'm concluding that those items are actually picked up in listener support or in some other revenue line item. So that's my first question.
Correct.
And my second question. Oh, that
Chris,
is correct.
Chris, can we do them one at a time?
Oh, sure. One at a time is fine. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'll address that very quickly, and I'll let Julia address that. So, Julia, since Julia took over, she's been talking to me almost every day, sending email asking for documentation and backup. Going to our Chase bank account and going to my QuickBook, which is not WBI's accounting, but my sophisticated software tracking what's going on very accurately, so that she can establish some procedures to eventually break down all of those line items. And then, yes, so this basically I went into NEDA, and for the first 4 months of actual financials. I basically put those numbers in there. I just plug those numbers in there to reflect what NEDA has. But the fact of the matter is that, yes, we do have BI Buddy. It's about $18,500 a month. We do have Corporate Match in February was $2,500. So we have a lot of those things. I believe that Julia needs a lot more time. I mean, she's dealing with so many things. So that she can give me a process where I can fill out some information for her to me to coordinate and have more details on the revenue side, you know.
Julie, were you chiming in before on that question?
Yes. So it's two things. One, we don't, for example, and I think I mentioned this last call, a couple people, the recurring items that come up tend to be bequests and that recurring giving, which Bertel refers to at their station as BAI Buddies. We don't have general ledger accounts for those. What we have tends to be listener support, for the most part across the board, is listener support, major gifts, which is anything over $1,000, grants, cars. Not everyone had a cars account, and I can't remember if it was WPFW that didn't have one, and I had to create it. But again, you know, we don't have BAI Buddy's general ledger account. Also, when the deposits come in, there is no way for me to tell from a deposit if it is a BAI Buddy or a listener support. So that wouldn't be split up unless I had a report that was coming in from that tied to the bank deposits that was coming from Allegiant, the fundraising software. Currently, we do not have that capability at any station. So I hope that answers your question. If we want to add things, for example, like we're saying with the BAI buddies, where we're saying that's, what do y'all call it? It's not recurring gifts. There's a general term that other units have referred to.
Sustainers. Sustainers.
Thank you. So I don't know if it's just sustainers is what I'm used to hearing, but that might be because I've talked to people at KPFK so much. I don't know if other units call it something else, but
that's, you know, the general term in the industry.
Right. Right now it is. I think that would be until something happens with how Allegiance is used and the units can generate reports that tie to deposits, I don't see us being able to show that in the financial statement each month. So,
and to explain, and then to back up what Jenny said is that the reason why she said she can't track what money comes for the BI buddy, that money comes in straight into our Chase account. You know, so, you know, every day, you know, it shows Chase account to the $10,000 came in. And it would be, you have to hire like a full-time staff to just go over and figure out what's going on, where that money comes from. So at WBI, my webmaster can generate reports and then show and then run it by code and get the sustained members. But so I guess once the network is all ready to accept that and stuff like that, we can run those reports and give them to Julia. But my understanding is also that when you do a budget, all the stations have to have the same line. So all these lines will have to be added to all the five stations so that they all can match, everybody can be compared and be compared the same way.
Yes. I would believe that the person in fundraising who handles your Allegiance should be receiving the deposit information, and they should be recording that, because I'm still confused as to how he's updating the records in Allegiance with the recurring gift or the sustainer WBAI gifts or sending out thank you letters if he's not getting the deposits and posting them to Allegiance.
Well, that's because we have in Allegiance the payment style, you know, might be 50 01 means one-time cash payment, and 51 or 52 might mean recurring. So we download in Allegiance the donations by code, whether it's recurring or whatever it is, if it's a premium.
Right, but he has to somehow put in Allegiance the payments that have been made so he knows who's fulfilled their commitment. And so he has to get that from the bank information, I would think. I mean, where else would he get it? He doesn't. How does he know if the money's come in?
I'll have to check that, but I believe that. Sorry, folks. This is a technical discussion Julia and I always have to try to figure out how to best report all, you know, detailed information.
Sure. I'm gonna get back on the stack in a second here with my second question, because that took so long to answer. But if there's no good way of separating out those that revenue, then it probably should just be included with listener support, just because there's no, you know, if there's no accounting for it, then there's no accounting for it. I mean, you know, it's nice to have aspirations about what the BAI buddies revenue is going to be, but if you can't actually monitor it on a month to month and continuing basis, then there's no point in breaking it out on your financial reports, because it's not giving you any helpful information, I don't think. It's not easy to analyze. That's not a question. I'm just making a comment, and then I'm going to get off the stack. If you want to comment on it, you can. But if you do want to continue reporting it, you should figure out a good way to break it out. That's my suggestion. Thank you.
I have to figure out, I want to comment, I think you have this wrong. We at BAI, we have a way to figure it out. Like, my webmaster runs a whole lot of fancy stuff and then runs those reports. What we are discussing is how we document this and send the information and documentation to NEDA so that NEDA can have all that information in detail. And then so that NEDA can also decide on how to modify the general ledger to reflect that. So that's all it is. I know what they are. Those numbers that I have here are pretty accurate with every single member that donates every month. So I just need to figure out how to get my webmaster to communicate with NEDA and get that information to them.